This is the not the first podcast anymore. It is the poop podcast.
The poop podcast. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Okay.
Is it recording now?
Yeah.
If there's a...
Okay, Jackie, first of all, number one, you were just drop dead gorgeous.
Thank you.
I love that you're a female in the scene. Sorry, Lars, continue going on.
No, go ahead. Ask her some questions, dude.
Well, I mean, you go... Well, did you need to tell her anything about, like, the basic pod, or we should introduce her and all of that first?
Okay. Oh, yeah, we should probably start the show. All right, welcome back to another episode of the first podcast. I'm your host, Lars, and with me today is Alexis and not Joe. Unfortunately, he's at work, but I think we can still do this anyway.
Well, you know how I feel about Joe.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward, but we're here today with someone named Jackie Nadler. She also goes by Jackie XO, and she's a Chicago DJ. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, pretty much. I started DJing when I was 16 and when I lived in Chicago, and I pretty much would DJ like twice a week in Chicago and promote at clubs. So I was just always doing that, always promoting. And then when I moved to California and started going to Cal State Fullerton, I just started focusing mostly on school. But recently I had some really good opportunities. I'm working in nightlife again, bartending. So I have a pretty good network of friends who gave me some opportunities to DJ recently, and been starting it back up, and it feels really good because I definitely miss it.
What kind of stuff do you play?
It's kind of, you know, changed over the years a little bit, but I started off playing a little more of what you consider now as EDM kind of stuff. So like electro house, progressive house, which progressive house I will still play now because I love progressive house. I love playing it. It's really good energy for any room. And I just play different variations of house. Like before, like I said, it was electro and more of the EDM stuff. And now I play more deep house, techno, a little more relaxed sounds, I guess, compared to what I used to play. And I've been playing like some new disco and stuff and just kind of trying to mess around with more fun genres and playing with what I want instead of just sticking to one thing.
Do you still play in both places, or like do you ever do shows when you go back to Chicago, or is that kind of done at this point?
When I would visit Chicago while I was still in school, people would just kind of book me if they knew that I was coming home. So that was always really fun to just kind of DJ a little bit when I would go back home, and it just kind of felt like I never left. But then I would come back to LA and just kind of focused on school at the time.
Alexis, do you want to take a...
Well, Jackie, hi, Alexis here. I have a question. It's kind of a two-part question.
Yes.
And I realized I did this as soon as we started talking. I instantly commented on your good looks. Do you feel like in this industry there is sexism? And then also, do you feel like, because I know that people automatically assume, oh, you're good looking, you get perks. But sometimes I feel like when you're good looking, you actually don't get taken seriously. Do you feel like there's been points in your career where your good looks have been inhibitors? Or do you feel like it's been like all positive? Or how do you feel like your good looks play into your, or just looks in general, or even being a woman plays into your industry and your craft and where you're trying to go?
Right. So, of course, in this industry, there's sexism. And I think that's kind of a thing for any industry, especially we've kind of been starting to notice that more and more and trying to address it more, which is really good. But obviously, you know, the Me Too movement and everything, but I've been pretty lucky in that I've either the circle that I've been lucky enough to surround myself with, or just the people that I try to surround myself with, I haven't ran into any. I guess it's just kind of helped me being a girl, which like is kind of weird to say, but in some cases I don't really like it, because obviously not having to deal with sexism is great for me personally. But you know, it's kind of weird when you play a set and no matter what, everyone's telling you how awesome it was, even if you know it wasn't your best, or you know they wouldn't be doing that for like a guy.
Being completely honest with you.
Oh, okay. So you feel like your good looks are like not getting you the appropriate criticism that you want.
Or there's times where you'll finish a set and then someone's like, "Wow, that was actually really good. You actually did really good." And I'm like, "Oh, I actually did really good.
Like,
did you think because I'm a girl that you were expecting me to be like terrible?" So that's always just,
Yeah, because it's a traditionally, male-dominated industry, so I can see, yeah.
And people just kind of have to learn to choose their
It's
words more
just,
carefully.
yeah,
Like, I understand that
totally.
their intentions are
Condescending.
they're trying to compliment you, but they're just accidentally giving you a backhanded compliment, and sometimes you're just like, it's just like an eye roll.
Well, it's good that you haven't experienced too much like overt sexism, I guess, at that point. But yeah, it's sometimes it's just the little things too. I can imagine. I'm kind of curious if you think when people are saying you felt like they were being dishonest with their criticism, do you think any of that has to do with the fact that you're doing what you're doing as well? Or is it, do you think that all comes from the fact that you're a woman in that position? Because I feel like some people might try to suck up to an artist just because they're like an artist that has a residency or something. I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to, excuse me, I'm just trying to like think, would that play a part in it as well? Do you feel like people
I
just
mean,
suck up to you
well,
sometimes?
Lars, that's kind of like an opinion question, I guess. I
No,
mean,
I mean, I totally get what you're saying. And I think that, yeah, some people like definitely will just like suck up to you, but I don't really consider myself as, obviously I'm not like really big or anything. I'm more just kind of local. And I have like my local friend fan
local
base or
peeps.
like not fan base, but just
Yeah,
like
you
my
can call it a
local
fan
support
base. You have
system,
fans.
I guess. Yeah, so I mean, I think that like most of the people who like who see me, they either kind of know me online already. I think that a lot of people deal with that, but I don't consider myself as someone who really
Yeah.
deals with people like sucking up to me too much for that reason specifically.
How, so I'm curious, initially you said you started this when you were 16. How did you get into that? Because it's like, it's just, kind of random how anyone gets into anything. So I'm always curious to hear people's origin stories.
So when I was 16, my boyfriend, we would always go to his friend's house, and they were like a little bit older, and they had a DJ set up, and we would always go to their house, and they like had this really cool setup, and they would always be mixing. And I was like, I just remember thinking, I was just getting into EDM at that time. It was like, what was it, like 2009 or 2010?
Yeah, it was there, but it wasn't as big as it was today.
Yeah, like it was there, but it was at that point where like in high school, I would still get people would just like make fun of me for going to raves or listening to Deadmau5, thinking it was weird. So
Yeah, but then everyone got into it, so.
it was like right before, it was like a year before it got pretty cool. I mean, I remember it pretty vividly, but yeah, my ex-boyfriend, his friends at the time, they would just always be DJing and they were really good at it. And I was like, that's so cool. Like, I want to do that because I've always just been interested in learning instruments or anything has to do with music. And I used to play the violin as a kid, but obviously that's kind of not something that you stick with. Like in school, they kind of always force you to play an instrument. So I chose the violin, and then I was going to learn how to play guitar because I listened to like a lot of bands, but then guitar didn't really work out. And then DJing was kind of like the next thing that I was like, oh, I want to learn that. That's what stuck.
So you're kind of just like testing out a bunch of different ways to make music, and that was the one that had long-lasting appeal, is what you're saying.
Exactly, and it was kind of the one that was easier to like get into. At least it came more naturally to me. Like guitar for me, it was not coming naturally. I still to this day I regret not learning how to play guitar.
Yeah,
But
it's really difficult to pick
I
that up
know, I
later,
know.
though. It's like learning a language. Like I just
It
can't bring myself
is.
to.
I
I have
know.
one, but I just can't bring myself to do it. Okay, and
Yeah.
on a related note, this is just kind of a just a quick one. If someone is listening to this and they're like, "Well, I've always wanted to DJ, but like they just never really found like a good way to get into it." What's your just like a quick recommendation for something they can do aside from the obvious, like, downloading FL Studio or something like how do you start? How do you start in the industry on some level? Do you just have to know the right people? Do you have to be lucky, or is there like a good way to do it?
I think it definitely helps knowing people who can kind of, teach you how to like take you under their wing and teach you how to do what they do. But also, I feel like we're in a time where there's so many YouTube tutorials for literally anything. Like if I wanted to learn guitar again today, I could just watch
It's never
YouTube
too late,
tutorials.
Jackie.
If I had the time and motivation to do it, I could just from YouTube tutorials. And it's like back when I was trying to learn guitar, it was like $20 a lesson for an hour a week. And I would maybe get, something good out of the lesson, depending on the teacher. But it's like now you go to YouTube, you read some comments, see if it's a good video, and then you watch it and you can learn so much. So I think that, I mean, I think it's just really, if you're motivated and you have like the drive to do something, you can do it. But if you can't find the motivation to do something, you really don't, you just deep down, you really don't care enough, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think Alexis had a question she wanted to ask. Whoa. And it was more of like a...
Did you just call me Alexa? Joe is going to be really uncomfortable with that.
No, I didn't call you Alexa. Mm. Oh, Alexa, by the way, is the other co-host's fiance. No, that was just me saying Alex and then...
Oh, I thought you were talking to your Amazon Echo.
Oh, that's a major problem on the show because like whenever I say her name... not Alexis, but the other one. yeah, it triggers my Echo Dot, but that's a story for another day. Alexis, wait, do you want to go ahead?
Wait.
Do the lightning round?
Oh, sorry. Yes. So I accidentally hung up, but now I'm back. So if there was anything I missed,
welcome,
I'm sorry.
Back.
Okay.
Go ahead and do the lightning round.
So, Jackie, we're going to ask you a couple of like really quick yes or no questions or like very simple answers. Just try to answer the first thing that comes to your mind. Lars and I will alternate. They're all kind of random. But are you ready?
Don't give any thought to it. Just answer.
Just the first thing that comes to your mind. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Fill in the blank, okay? Taylor Swift is...
a bitch.
Ooh. Go ahead, Lars.
Texting or talking?
Talking.
What's the last song that you downloaded, like, and actually paid for?
Ooh,
Alexis, you're doing these out of order. This is really confusing.
I'm just jumping around to the good ones. No, I'm jumping around to the good ones, Lars.
No, the point is just do all the questions, just real quick. Okay, go ahead, Jackie.
I have, like, a music subscription thing, so I pretty much don't really buy.
All right. Irrelevant question. Go ahead, Lars.
Favorite day of the week?
Saturday.
Ooh. Nickname your parents used to call you?
Jack-Jack.
Ooh.
Jack-Jack.
But they still do, so. Oh, wait, no. Wait, I have a better answer for that. My parents, when I was a little kid, I had, like, a total afro. And they always used to make fun of me. Because my dad's Jewish, so I had, like, a like, Jufro thing going on. Whatever.
Joe should not have missed this episode. You guys could have bonded. Oh, well.
No, call him up. But no, so my whole family, they used to call me Howard Stern, and I was like, I was like 3 years old, and my mom and my whole extended family, they'd be like, Howard Stern coming through at like all our holiday parties. Wow. And I had no idea who it was, because I was like,
well, yeah,
thank God you didn't know who
he
was.
How do you even know who it is?
Yeah, he's really profane for a 3-year-old.
Yeah, and they would make fun of me and tell me I looked like him because of my crazy hair. And so I would, like, I'd get all embarrassed and I'd start crying. But I'm like, who's that? I just know that it's someone bad.
They called you Howard Stern.
Because they're making fun of me.
Why? My family's pretty effed up. Why did they keep the nickname when they knew it was disturbing to you? Like,
my parents are crazy.
All right.
That
is my nickname.
Okay. Favorite holiday?
Halloween.
How long does it take you to get ready?
Like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Scale 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
10, because I drive 500 miles a week.
Oh, okay.
Invisibility or super strength? Quick!
Well, I guess if I, like,
Jackie, now! Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's a tough question. That's not easy for
me. It's a lightning round.
Yeah, okay. Is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat animal crackers?
What the fuck?
No.
Okay.
All right. We went through the round one. Oh, wait, another one?
No, that's an entire round. We'll come back to it in a little bit. Alexis, I'm going to call that your question. I'm going to ask her a question real quick. Let's see. Okay. So you have a really good dog, and I think you should discuss that. Like, I think you should explain your dog.
Oh, he's a good boy. I guess
he's so cute. Like,
did you prepare any interview questions for my dog? Like, what do you want to know? What's the scoop?
What's a day in Dexter's life looks like?
Okay, so a day in Dexter's life.
I'll post the picture in the description of this dog. It is a very, very cute dog. And I'm not just like saying that to suck up to the guests. Like, it's an unusually cute dog.
He's a good boy. So he wakes up. He follows me around the house in the dark while I get ready for work, because I get up while it's still dark at like 4 a.m. Then he goes and takes a poop. Sometimes he poops on his butt and he gets jingleberries. It's really cute. Then I have to wipe his butt off. Gotta get the dingleberries off. If you get a fluffy dog, yeah, nobody ever warns you, but yeah, they poop on their butt sometimes.
Yeah, I have a fluffy cat, so yeah. It's gross.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about that too much. Like, I mean, yeah. Let's see. Okay.
What is it called when you have to like not safe?
Not safe for work.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah. Not because it's yeah. Not like there's.
Sorry, it's just like such a huge part.
Yeah, no, that's important. I like the authenticity, Jackie. That's why you're here, because you're just a real woman. You know what I mean? Sharing it
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I just like we can cut it off there, because it's like people will be like, oh, I don't want to listen to this show anymore.
Lars. All right, go on.
Okay, let's see. so you're also kind of a prolific memer. You have a quite a big meme page, and I'm just curious if you have any if you know of any good fresh ones in the meme economy that I should be investing in these days.
Ew. Well, I feel like a lot of memes lately, like meme memes have been memes. No, like real memes. Like, because I feel like everything lately is like just funny tweets now, yeah, which is essentially just like online stand up. But like actual memes, it's really hard for me to laugh at an actual meme now. Like, honestly, I laugh at it. Like, memes with just, you know, a classic caption and a picture. I feel like they've all been done, or they've gotten a little lazy. But the things that really make me laugh are, like, it's just literally just a picture of, like, Tweety Bird. And it says, like, I have a boner and diarrhea. And you're like, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
But it's funny. Like,
memes have gotten terrible, honestly. Yeah. Always. Just really.
The dumber the meme, like, or if it's just a picture that just makes no sense, or at least to me I just have a very stupid sense of humor, but that's to me what's funny.
There's one that's been going around lately that's just like all it does is that it can be any situation at all, but it talks about shitting and farting. Like, I don't understand.
But it's 2 D's.
Lars, you literally just shut her down about talking about her dog, and then you go again.
Y'all are back.
You're out of control. You're the biggest hypocrite ever.
Diarrhea,
he's like,
shitting,
save the dingleberries, because I'm about to talk about shitting and farting for the next hour.
Yeah, Lars, you're being real, you know, hypocritical.
This is not the first podcast anymore. Alexis. It is the poop podcast.
The poop podcast, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Oh boy. Anyway, okay. So one of the traditions on our show is that each of us has shared a terrible date story, and I'm curious if you have any yourself that would just be amusing to listen to.
I do have one, and it's from when I still lived in Fullerton. So I matched with this guy on Tinder, and you know, usually I try to text guys for like a week or something and then hang out with them the next weekend just to make sure they're not weird or there's no red flags over text. And this guy was actually really cool and really smart and like funny, and I was like, okay, cool, like I'm gonna meet up with him this weekend, I guess. So I was at the bars in downtown Fullerton, and I meet up with this guy, like we grab a drink real quick, and I was already with my friends, and he just kind of like was like, hey, do you want to meet up later? And I was like, yeah, come to this bar. So it was like, it was pretty casual. So we got a couple drinks, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna go home now, because it was like 2 a.m whatever, last call. And he's like, hey, can I come to your house? What are you doing after this? And I was like, usually like, what?
Was he drinking and driving? Did he drink and drive?
He had like one or two drinks, but he, I don't think he was drunk, because usually I'm like, no.
All right.
Yeah,
that's important on this show, actually. That's been established. Like,
oh no, I don't either. Like, even me, like, I spend so much money on Uber, it's like disgusting. Mm. But I refuse to even have one drink and drive.
That's attractive.
yeah. But so yeah, we had like one or two drinks. He came like right before last call, so he wasn't drunk. So he's like, oh, what are you doing? Can I meet you and your roommate back at your place? Because we were about to go like smoke. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, come over. You can like come smoke with us and kick it for like a little bit, I guess. Like, wasn't going to do anything crazy. So it's me and my roommate. This guy comes and we're just chilling in like the little bar area of my old house. And he takes like one hit of weed. And it wasn't even super strong weed or anything. And, you know, he has like maybe one or two drinks in his system. This guy's like 6'7". This guy was insanely tall. This guy was so tall. Yeah, which I didn't realize. Okay. No, there's some abnormally tall guys on Tinder. And you're like, okay, that's like really tall.
Damn, I'm 5'3". That's a rare Tinder find, so, girl.
Whatever. I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You're short.
But, so we're at my house and he's like, oh, can I have like, do you have any water? And I always have water bottles because I don't drink tap water. And I'm like, okay, so I go back to my room and grab him a water bottle. I come out and my roommate's giving me this look like what the fuck? And the guy's like laying on the ground, but he was like laying on the ground as if he purposely went to go lay on the ground. Because he was tired. And for some reason, I was drunk, so I didn't think it didn't look that weird. Like, it just looked like he was like, I'm tired. I'm just going to lay on your floor. And I was like, whatever. Okay. I was like, hi. I was like, whatever. So then the guy gets back up. Yeah. So then the guy gets back up.
Okay.
And I'm like, here's your water. Like, I just kind of act like nothing happened. Whatever. Yeah. So then my roommate kind of, like, he seems like a little put off, but I was like drunk, so I wasn't like totally reading that put offness in the situation. So he takes one more hit of weed and this guy falls. He falls without like even bending any of his limbs. Like, it's like timber. Or this guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right, 'cause
you know what I
tall.
Mean? It was like, yes, exactly. It was like a tree that just went timber with this 6'7" guy, and he just falls on my floor and his face starts bleeding.
Oh.
And my roommate looks at me and he's like a guy who's, and my roommate was like a guy who's like 30. So for him to be scared of this guy was like, this guy
Wait,
was
why
weird.
Why is he bleeding? I don't know. Like, why?
Because the floor was like a wooden floor, and people just fall down the stairs or something and they hit their head wrong. It just,
yeah. Yeah, I'm not asking like how it physically happened. I'm just like, why is this happening already?
A part of their, yeah. It was weird, but part of his forehead was just bleeding. It was weird. Yeah, no, I totally get what you're saying, but yeah, so like a little part of his forehead was bleeding because he hit like a part of it really hard, and I'm just like shaking because I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Like, this guy was so normal all week. He seemed smart. Didn't seem like a weirdo. And then my roommate goes, that's what freaking happened when you went to go grab your water bottle. And I was like, oh. And then I was like, oh my God, okay. So that's what the whole floor thing
did
was.
Did you start slamming vodka while you were gone or something? I don't get how he got so kerplunked.
It took me 1 second. He literally met up with us at my house. Like, we Ubered and he drove. Or we drove with my friend who was a DD or something, whatever, but we didn't drive with him. And he just drove straight to my house. And I was like, okay, like, what's going on? And okay, so this guy, he was more like a nerd, like a music nerd kind of guy. But then he started saying, he was like, I had like a football injury in high school and now I faint. And I was like, you definitely didn't play football. Like, this guy was like, tall, skinny, like not built like a football player. Not he definitely
so
he just
starts,
did
start
not
randomly lying to you about high school.
Yes, to like okay. Try to justify him falling over. And at this point, I was just like, I wanted to just like scream at him, like get out, like because I didn't know what was going on. I was like, this is so weird. But he just ran out of the house, and the whole time I'm standing there shaking, not saying a word. Like, I was like, at first I was like, are you okay? And then I'm like, I was like so scared, mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm deleting Tinder.
So I guess the problem kind of solved itself.
Yeah, I was like, thank God, but also, like, that guy, if that guy drives home, he's gonna, like, I hope he sleeps in his car outside or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I was like, I locked all the doors.
Oh, yeah, he might have gotten on the arrest records. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was probably the weirdest Tinder date I ever had.
It sounded like kind of like just like a normal thing for a while. And then he just fell on the floor, started bleeding, and ran away.
Yeah. It went 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah. The fact that this happened after you met someone on Tinder does not surprise me at all. That's just kind of Tinder.
Tinder with LA people Tinder. Is even worse. Yeah, Tinder. That's why they call it that. But
okay. So is there anything else for that story, or is that kind of it? Because otherwise we can move on to the next segment.
No, that was like the weirdest story I had. So.
Oh, but I'm also curious, like, did you ever hear from him again, or was that like...
I blocked him because I was just I was so freaked out.
Yeah, that's strange. Like, I would expect that from someone who was just like piss ass drunk, but
exactly. And I like hearing about it is like, oh damn. But then if you're actually there, like for my 30-year-old guy scared like, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it was terrifying in the moment. Like, he's just bleeding and it's lying to you. And yeah, that's just kind of how it goes. I don't know. Anyway,
Tinder, what are you gonna do?
Anyway, so do you think we could get you to read a chapter before we call it quits? Because I think it's time for that.
Okay. Which part do we read?
All right. Let's go ahead and get down to chapter 11.
Where did you find this? Where did this come from?
Oh, it's kind of a legend on the internet. Like, it's just you just run across it at some point at some dark sector. I don't know. Like, where does anyone find anything? It's
very
been like so
valid.
Many years. Yeah.
Very
yeah.
Valid.
Like, this was like 10 years ago, I think.
Oh, before we start, Jackie, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I have a 5-year-old and he is crying. He's supervised, but I need to go pay attention to him. So I just want to say thank you for coming on the podcast. Thank you for letting me ask you questions. And I'm so looking forward to hearing your rendition of this reading. And, you know, thanks again. And Lars, I adore you, of course. And we'll talk soon.
Oh, thank you, too.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. We're on chapter 11, so go ahead. And the AN at the top is just an author's note. You can read that. Or you can attempt to read it. It's gibberish. Do you see that?
I'm like, what am I about to read? Should I read it?
Yeah.
I said, stop flaming up, preps. See if this chapter is stupid, 111. It deals with really stress issues. spicy. for yourself if it's stupid. Burr fangs to my friend Raven for helping me. Did I do it right?
Yeah, there's no right way to do it. It's just kind of nonsense. All right, and just for clarification, when the person says I or me, she's referring to a character named Ebony D'Arkness Ravenway. She's inserted herself into the Harry Potter universe as a goth. So
I was gonna say sounds pretty goth.
Yeah. Okay, so no!
I screamed. I was horrified. Bloody Mary tried to comfort me.
Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary tried to comfort me, but I told her to fuck off, and I ran to my room crying myself.
Crying myself?
Dumbledore cried. It's what it says.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just try to read it with the errors in there. Like, it's even funnier. Go ahead.
Crying myself. Dumbledore chased after me shouting, but he had to stop when I went to my room. Because he would look like a perv that way. Anyway, I started crying tears of blood, and then I slipped both of my wrists. They got all over my clothes, so I took them off and jumped into the bath angrily while I put on a Linkin Park song at full volume. I grabbed a steak and almost stuck it into my heart. Oh, when I read that, I thought, like, I'm like, why'd he grab a steak? Like, the food.
Well, yeah, because she misspelled steak. She spelled it like meat steak.
I'm just going to hope that they stabbed, like, an actual meat steak into the heart.
Yeah.
To commit suicide. I was so f***ing depressed. I got out of the bathtub and put on a black low-cut dress with lace all over it. Sandally. I put on a black high heels with pink metal stuff on the ends and 6 pairs of skull earrings. That sounds like every outfit I ever wore in 6th grade. I couldn't f***ing believe it.
Now, then hold on. I'm curious why she can't believe it, by the way. Like, she just, like, she puts on all her clothes and she's like, I couldn't believe it. Like, I don't understand that. I don't get it.
She probably couldn't believe that she shoved a meat steak into her heart.
Okay, go ahead.
Then I looked out the window and screamed, Snap was spying on me. And he was taking a videotape of me. And Lupin was masticating to it. I masticate every day. Yeah. They were sitting on their broomsticks.
Ew, you fucking pervs. Stop looking at me naked. Are you pedos or what?
I screamed, putting on a black towel with a picture of Marilyn Mason on it.
Mason.
Suddenly, Vampire ran in.
Oh, and for reference, Vampire is Harry Potter. He became a vampire and renamed himself Vampire. And now he's a goth. So that's who that is.
I feel like I need to read this whole thing. This sounds like a great story.
Yeah, there's a pretty robust background here. Go ahead. Oh, it's my line, actually.
It's you.
Abracadabra!
He yelled at Snape and Lupin, pointing his womb. I took my gun and shot Snape.
Oh, she has a gun, by the way.
Okay, she's got all these crazy weapons. And shot Snape and Lupin in a gazillion times. And they both started screaming. And the camera broke. Suddenly, Dumbledore ran in.
Oh. Ebony, it has been revealed that someone has... No!
He shouted, looking at Snape and Lupin as he waved his wand. And suddenly... Hagrid ran outside on his broom and said, Everyone, we need to talk.
Oh, I don't know who's talking here. I'll just say it's Harry Potter. Okay.
What do you know, Hagrid? You're just a little Hogwarts student.
I don't have a voice for Hagrid yet. I may be a Hogwarts student.
Okay, wait. How do you know these voices? Are you just coming up with them, or is it like
a
thing?
Yeah, I'm just making them up. I make them up on the spot.
Okay. Well, you're killing it. You could have fooled me. Hargirid paused angrily.
But I'm also a Satanist. Are you still there?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. Oh, shit. Hold on. Sorry. What was my Snap voice? It keeps going back between Snape and Snap, by the way. It's very confusing. Okay. This cannot be.
That's exactly how I pictured Snap to sound.
Mm-hmm.
Snap said in a crisp voice as blood dripped from his hand where Dumbledore's wand had shot him.
There must be other factors. You don't have any!
I yelled in madly. Lupin held up the camera triumphantly.
Oh God, I have to do Lupin. What does he sound like? The lens may be ruined, but the tape is still there.
I felt faint, more than I normally do. Do like how it feels when you do not drink enough blood.
Oh, that's a big problem.
Okay.
Why are you doing this?
Lupin said angrily while he rubbed his dirty hands on his cloak. And then I heard the words that I had heard before, but not from him. I did not know whether to feel shocked and happy or to bite him and drink his blood because I felt faint.
What was my voice for? Oh, yeah. Because.
Hargid said, and he paused in the air dramatically, waving his wand in the air.
Wait, then why does he have a wand? He's not a wizard. Okay,
this is the one thing that that we're questioning is the wand.
Go ahead.
Then swooped he in, singing to the tune of a gothic version of a song by 50 Cent.
Because you're gothic.
Snap said in a little afraid voice, because he was afraid. It meant he was connected with Satan.
Who's he asking again? I'm having trouble following this last. I have no idea who's talking in this last one.
I wish I knew.
Let's see. I think it's Lupin. I think. And it's weird because he says, because I love her. This doesn't make any. Okay. All right.
Did the rest of this story make sense? I mean, I'm really curious about chapters 1 through 10.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just out of just to give you some context, Bloody Mary Smith is Hermione for some reason. Like, almost all of them are renamed and they've become goths. I think at one point later on, even Dumbledore becomes a goth. Or, I mean, Dumbledore. Like, it's just, the whole story is just basically, like, people becoming goths. I don't know. It's you should definitely read the first 10 chapters if you want to get some context to whatever the fuck this was. But yeah.
It's a terrific story. I feel like this is like the goth version of like R. Kelly trapped in the closet, but goth.
Sure. Okay, so since you were able to indulge us with that, I'll do you a favor now. Go ahead and plug anything if you want to in terms of upcoming shows or if you have any, if you have a YouTube channel or an Instagram account people should follow, where can they go to check out your stuff?
Yeah, so my Instagram is where all the memes are, or my Twitter. It's just at Jackie Nads. And the next upcoming show I have would be a meme party, which we're doing a meet and greet with a bunch of memers. On August, if you want my autograph, it's $10 to get in. JK, but it is $10 to get in. But so that's going to be August 31st in downtown LA, and I will be doing an aux DJ set for that one. Going to play some bangers.
Okay. Can they find that out?
Yeah, I'll be posting about the flyers and all that stuff a little bit closer to the date.
All right. Okay. Anything else you want to plug?
That's pretty much the next thing on the list. Have some stuff that's not really set in stone yet. So,
okay.
I'll promote that one right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, I think that's going to about do it. Thank you for coming on. Thanks for answering our questions, and most of all, thank you for reading a chapter of that with me. That was a lot of fun. Go check out Jackie on Twitter, on Instagram. Make sure you go to her memer party. Get all the big names and memes, I guess.
Get some clout points. Yes.
For you to invest in. Yeah. My name is Lars, and I'm signing off for Alexis. Who's going to take care of her crying child. And
all right, thanks, Lars. Bye.
Take care. Bye.